Hey, Dr. Phil here. You know, I help people solve difficult problems every day, but one problem has me stumped, childhood hunger. Nearly 16 million children in America struggle with it. Luckily, the Feeding America network of local food banks collects surplus food, giving hope to hungry children and their families. But they need your help. Join me in supporting Feeding America and your local food bank at feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
You're listening to Principal Broadcasting, featuring the League of Professionals with Muriel Donnelly, weekdays 10 to 4 p.m., with current topics to elevate your career to the next level.
Joseph Livermore here with Principal Broadcasting. Today, our guest, Phyllis Pinard. She is a mental health professional. Phyllis, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Fantastic. Thank you for asking. So if you could just give us a little bit of an introduction of who you are and what you do professionally.
Okay. I am Phyllis Pinard. I am a nurse practitioner in psychiatry. I currently work full-time for Children's Psychiatric State Hospital in Suffolk County, and I have a private practice as well in the Commack area. I see children, adolescents, and adults in my private practice as well.
Awesome. So how do people find you if they'd like to find your private practice? Do you have social media or is it through word of mouth?
Well, I get a lot of referrals, and a lot of people also find me on the site Psychology Today.
And do people contact you from states that are far away or maybe even internationally that you can treat over the phone or through Skype interviews, or is it all in person?
Right now, my practice is all in person. I do have people from out of state who actually come to see me like every 6 weeks or every few months that I am treating. So kind of nice.
And how long have you been in this line of work?
So I've actually been a psychiatric nurse practitioner for, I believe it's like 11 years now. My private practice I've had, I believe it's 5 years. I'm sorry, I lose count.
No. That's good, though. That's a very long time. That's very impressive.
Thanks. It's fun. I really enjoy helping people who have mental health issues. You know, I treat things like anxiety, depression, also bipolar and other disorders. But I would say my private practice is mostly made up of people who have anxiety, depression, and it's rewarding because that is something that I'm able to help with.
What type of patients are we looking at here as far as demographics now? Do you find you help mostly women or men, younger people?
Across the board, men, women, teens, children, adolescents. There's really not a most of. It's very hard to find people who actually treat adolescents and children. I do find that I have a lot of adolescents. People find me for that because there aren't that many treaters out there. Children, adolescents, they'll start out having a lot of difficulty in school, and sometimes the school will initiate a conversation with their parent, and then other times the parent will recognize that their child is depressed or anxious and not going to school or, you know, just crying and having a difficult time. And then there are other times where an adolescent will say, I think I need help. Parents have told me that too. They've come to me, you know, that parents will say they came and said they need help, so I'm trying to get my child help.
Oh, okay, that's good. There's so much pressure at that age to, you know, perform well and social pressures and things like that. So
yes,
to actually reach out for help is such a difficult decision.
Today we have a lot of suicide. So, you know, it's very good for parents to recognize that their child, you know, has depression before it gets to a level like that.
Mm-hmm. And how do you feel that technology has changed the way that people approach you? Like, do you find that people maybe know more when they come to you saying like, yeah, you know, I looked up what might be wrong with me or how I'm feeling?
Yes, definitely. They definitely use the technology. Sometimes that's a good thing. Sometimes it's not such a good thing. Because a lot of people will come in self-diagnosing, saying what they need as far as medications, and it really may not be the best thing. You know, everything you read on the internet is not always true, especially when it comes to psychiatric medication management. People will put anything on there as a side effect, But, you know, everybody's different. Just because one person has a side effect doesn't mean you're going to have that side effect.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, every case has to be treated like an individual because every person is different.
Absolutely.
Now, what was the moment in your life when you were like, this is what I need to dedicate my professional and personal life into? Maybe if there's someone out there listening who says, like, that's the kind of work I would like to do, what was the moment in your life?
My career started as a registered nurse in the intensive care, and later I had become a head nurse in a radiology department in Stony Brook, as a matter of fact. And then I spent a little time bringing my daughter up. And, you know, when you're a nurse, you're not only treating the physical body, you're definitely treating the emotional body as well. You know, because people are fearful, people have stress, people have conflicts in their life. So as a nurse, and any nurse will tell you this, you are always dealing with the emotional side of a person. So, yeah, I decided that that's what I really would have liked to do, it, you know, as my career progressed. And I'm very, very happy that I did this because I do enjoy it because you get to really see results.
So the emotional and mental healing that kind of attracted you to it from the nurse aspect.
Oh, yeah.
As you said, right?
Yeah, because that's what you do as a nurse. You treat people physically or you take care of people physically, but then you're also talking to people all the time and you're helping them through a situation that they're in. So, yes, I am very, very happy with this choice that I had made and becoming a nurse practitioner in psychiatry. I love medication management. That's the thing that I feel I do the best at. And, you know, I have many clients who have been happy with me.
Now, when clients contact you personally, when you're working from your private practice, what is the process of that? Do you talk through them over the phone and coach them how it works, and then they come in and see you, or is it an initial meeting?
Yeah, basically, you know, talk to them, find out what their problem is, what kind of help they're seeking. I really believe that even on the phone, I will help people. If I'm not what they're actually looking for, I will refer them to either other areas, you know, they may not want or need medication management. I'll refer them to therapists, grief counselors, things like that. And, you know, just get a sense of what they need on the phone. And then we set up, if they do need my services, then I definitely set up an appointment. I do about, it's a pretty intense first visit. It's about an hour and a half, 2 hours, taking history, diagnosis, treatment plan, and treatment, and then follow-up treatment after that.
A very tense and very personal process, I'm sure.
Yeah, I feel that you really need to get to know the person. You know, you really have to know where they've been. You know, it's amazing what people have gone through in their lives. And that's all part of the process for me to give them the best medication management and care that I can.
Now, our 8-minute segment is almost over. Hey. The last 30 seconds is all yours. If you'd like to finish off with a message to young mental health professionals or to anyone out there that might be listening, and your contact information again.
Oh, thank you. So, yes, just definitely there is a great need out there. Unfortunately, my practice is small, personal. I'm the only one in my practice. So when you call, you get me on the phone. I have no staff. So any time of the day, you call, you can text me, and I answer. Like I always tell my clients or my patients that I have to call them back before the night's over, otherwise I don't sleep.
Yeah, because it's just you.
But it's definitely a wonderful field if it's something you can do. Like any other profession, you really have to want to do it. You can contact me at area code 631-606-6022. That's my office number, which goes directly to my cell phone.
Awesome. Very interesting stuff today. Thank you so much, Phyllis.
Thank you. I really appreciate it.
This is Principal Broadcasting, the professional's choice.